Okay, so I just want to go through the two areas which, and the Mishnah Berurah said, which we didn't finish off the halacha lemaisa. I just want to talk about both of those areas. One of them is the halacha of Hesach Hadas, which is Simen Kuf Ayin Tes. And we did not finish the halachas of the worm, which are Koyim Machmas Asuda, what's included in the bracha of Yisharna of the Suda. We never finished those halachas either. So we'll start with Hesach Hadas and we'll go back to the halachas of the of brachas, which brachas, which foods are included in the bracha of the pas, etc. So Chazal came along and said there's a concept called Hesach Hadas. A person makes a bracha, and this bracha the person makes, includes all the food he's planning to eat. At some point in time, he said the person has finishes eating, and the bracha no longer is valid for what he's further. The person decides then to eat something more. See, he needed a bracha rishonah because the bracha, which the original bracha that he made, is no longer valid. So we're differentiating in halacha between an achilas aroy and achilas keva. The person is eating something which is a suda of pas. It's more difficult for a person to remove himself from the status of achila. The person is eating achilas aroy. It's not so difficult, you know, I'm finished eating. So the assumption in halacha is for achilas aroy, person did not eat pas, and a person that is just eating a simple meal, so that once a person decides that he's finished, that's called Hesach Hadas. Person said, I'm finished eating, it's Hesach Hadas. He said, oh no, I'll have some more. He needs a new bracha rishona before he continues further. There's a bracha brings from B'Shem Echad G'delei Ador, which means a Riyashiv, that's all. But Riyasha said he didn't want people to be far from the halachas in his name. He's not saying it with Harz of Psak, so therefore they shouldn't say it in his name. So they wrote Echem Mitele Ador, so we don't know who it is. So he says that maybe nowadays we could argue that nowadays people were not very definitive in our decisions. And yeah, I'm not getting any more. Yes, I get any more. Not getting any more. Yes, get any more. So that's not considered positive. That's not considered a real Hesach Hadas. But in a situation where a person will clearly make a Hesach Hadas, for example, he makes a Baruch HaKorino, like we'll see in the case of Achilas Keva, or there's some reason why he must leave. Somebody's waiting for him, the car's about to leave, he has to go to catch the bus, whatever the situation would be, where there's there's some compelling reason why he's ending, so that would be considered a Hesach Hadas. Now, the situation of Achilas Keva, So in Achilas Keva, Chazal said that it's not considered Hesach Hadas until a person does some type of maisa to indicate that he's ending his meal. He has to do some act of being Mesiach Das actively. Not enough just he said he decides not to, but he actually actively does something to act as the end of the meal. So the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Kuvayin Tes, gives, first example is a person who washes Mayim Achrayna. So Mechaber says in that situation he can't. So if he wants to eat again, so he has to make a new bracha rishonah. But now, by Mayim Achrayim, there's a separate issue of that. That's fine. But the Chazal said, halacha takeif l'natila bracha. Once you wash Mayim Achrayim, you're supposed to bench. That's not really the halacha of Hesach Hadas. It's a halacha of that mitzad the kavod asuda, or mitzad the derech asuda. Once you've decided that you're going to finish a suda and you wash your hands, you must bench. So the Machaber says in that point, in that situation, once a person washes Mayim Achrayim, they can't eat, they can't drink until they bench. Mishnah Berurah brings that there are many poskim which are makel, that washing Mayim Achrayim would not preclude you from eating further. Just, if you want to eat further, you have to say a bracha rishona. So a person washes Mayim Achrayim and says, I'm still hungry. So he wants to eat bread, some more bread. He can eat more bread. He has to wash his hands. He still has to dine for the suda. With no bracha, the Shabur says, wash your hands with no bracha and say hamoitzi, and then he can eat. And then when he finishes eating that, he'll wash Mayim Achrayim a second time and bench. That's when the Shabur comes out over there. That's the ikur din that that's mutter. He then sends it to the Berulacha, but the Berulacha is uncomfortable with this. He says it's really not proper to do that. And once a person washes Mayim Achrayim, a person should not be eating anymore at that point in time. Even with saying a new bracha b'shana, a person should then bench. And if he's really hungry afterwards, he would then wash again and eat a new meal. But not once he starts to remember Kriya. Now, he does point out over here that this halacha, the sekef l'natila bracha, also is mechayev halacha. You can't speak between remember Kriya and benching. And he says, this etza that I gave you, even according to the Pesach, he said, would you allow you to eat afterwards? But and then wash again a second time, that will not work for speaking. You can't wash my mekardim, say something, wash your hand my mekardim a second time. You've not fulfilled the lach of taking the seal of bracha, because what does the second washing accomplish? Your hands are clean. The case of eating, you eat with your hands are getting dirty again. So the second atila is considered an act of washing. Well, it's an act of washing. So you fulfill the law of tekef l'natila bracha immediately after washing your bench by washing a second time after you eat some more. But in a case where you didn't eat anymore, you just spoke, so you interrupted between the natila and the bracha. Washing a second time will not solve that problem, because that's not a real natila, because your hands are clean. So therefore, he sees that there's that in between tzidayim, that's in the maimer chayinim and benching, there's no really low heter for a person to speak. Relying on that whole wash again. Okay, so now the Shulchan Aruch continues further. He says, in a case a person didn't wash from a kriya, he said, let's bench. Havlon and Avorek, let's get a kreis, and let's bench. So the halacha is, that's considered hetzach hadas, and over there the halacha is, yes, if a person would want to eat further, he could eat further by making a new bracha. There's no isser over there. It's not. There's no isser of eating again. It's just you can't eat without making a bracha. You're misi hadas. So once a person says, Havlon and Avorek, so at that point in time, if he wants to eat further, he has to wash his hands again without a bracha and say a no amoitzi, and then he can continue eating further. Okay, that's regards to drinking. That's regards to drinking. Once you have a nevarach, it's considered a hesek adas for drinking. Regards to achila. So the Rosh says the achila and shti are the same thing, like I just told you. He brings from the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran, they say eating is different, and just saying let's bench is not considered an end of a meal that got to be eating. The Shulchan Aruch over here is not machriya. The Shulchan Aruch over here is not machriya, and the Shulchan Aruch is not really machriya which way we pass it. Well, later on, in some Kuf Sadi Gimel, Mishabur is machriya like the Rosh. If he wants to eat again, he would wash his hands again, and without saying a bracha of al tizadayim and saying a moitzi. So over here in Kufayin Tesi, does not pass in Lamaisa. In Kuf Sadi Gimel, that's the pass in Lamaisa, like the Rosh, that Achil and Shtir are the same regards to this halacha. Let's say a person says, you know, it's a good idea to bench. That's, I think, along the lines of what Riyasha was saying. And that's not a real decision. You know, a suggestion, let's bench, and let's a decision, let's bench, are two different things. You talk about the person, the idea was that the person was Masiyah Das, he decided, I'm not going to eat anymore. How did he declared that by I'm not going to eat anymore, by saying, well, okay, it's time to bench. Everybody said, it's time to bench, you got to go. That statement is a definitive. Person says, you know, okay, I think it's a good idea to bench. Let's bench, let's see what happens. That's not what they're referring to. If the person takes, the Mechaber says, for the person takes the kais of Birchas Hamazon in his hands, he fills it up and he holds on, takes up the kais, so the person is making the bracha, so that is considered for him a hesek adas. So if he would want to eat further again, he would put it back down, wash his hands again a second time without a bracha, and he would say no moitzi. What about the other people? So the Mishabur brings the shal later on. There's a locha that once the Mavorek has the Kosh Shabrach HaZamos in his hands, there's an Isra of Sifra. So the Mechokh of Mishadim, that applies to the Mavorek, or applies to Mechokh of Poskim, applies to the Mavorek, or applies to all of the people which are there. So the court of the opinion applies to all of the people, so it's Hesach Hadas, everybody. Once the person who's benching took the Kosh in his hands and is ready to bench, everybody has to stop. They can't talk anymore. If they can't talk anymore, they can't eat anymore, that's it. So it would be Hesach Hadas. All of a sudden, they realized that, you know, that they wanted to eat some more, so they'd have to put it down. Wash it. Everybody would have to do it. Kharan opinion says that that's not true. It's only the only mechiyev to stop speaking when he actually starts benching. So then, for them, it would not be a hesek hadas. I do want to point out, though, I mentioned this once in the Suda, that according to the opinion, Mishabrovitz brings both shittas, and he says really should be machmer. So that applies The halacha is when you pick up the kais, till you say the bracha b'perikov, and you can't speak. So even if you finish benching early, if the person hasn't said b'perikov, you're not allowed to speak. Okay. Let's say you're a guest at somebody else's table. So you're a guest at somebody else's table, you're told in the balabais. So if the balabais is still, you said, you know, it's time to eat, right? It's time to eat, you're not the balabos. The balabos is planning to serve some more. So there's no din of hesef adas by the fact that you, as a guest, have decided you're not going to eat. Now, if the person says, you know what, he makes a personal decision, even though the balabos is going to continue eating, the balabos will bring more food, I am not getting any more. I'm finished. I'm done. He makes a personal decision, so that halacha, the halacha is over there, that's hesef adas for him, because that was a personal decision. But he's trying to make a decision based on this is where the meal is going, so that's not considered a hesef adas. Yeah. Again, you know, I don't know how far you take Rabbi Yasha, you know, but again, if it gets to the point where it's a real definitive decision, yes. Okay, now, vice versa. What about the case of the Balabai says, you know, listen, it's time to bench. Rabbi say, you know, it's all over. And the guest says, you know what, it's very nice, but I still want to eat some more. And he really decides he's going to eat some more, right? So Mishabura says, in that situation, it's not a hesek hadas for the guest. Now, it's interesting. I think really should be told in the following shayla. There's a shayla like this. Who is this real decisor of this issue? Is it the husband or the wife? Right? So Rav Scheinberg says it's really telling the wife. So the husband says, you know, it's time to bench. The wife says, no, I left this one real. You know, one more. I said, it's time to bench. So she trumps, Rav Scheinberg says. Because at the end of the day, she's the bala boss of the suitor, right? So that would make sense, you know, the car that she should trump. However, there is there's a machlokes in the poskim. Well, what is the loch of a reyach? The two words are loch of a reyach. One is the loch of a reyach is a loch of that you don't know. You're not really you're a guest. You're not really you're telling das to somebody else. That would make sense that the husband is telling das to the wife. But if you learn that there are the Marsham and Das Torah learns a different pshat totally, he says that the lumbus of this halach is because of the halach of Kolmash Ebrachah Balabais Asay Chutz Mitzay. Right? The Balabais tells you got to listen. Samaeli, you told me Das Balabais. Balabais says eat. You eat. Balabais says don't eat. You don't eat. So now that lachar applies to the husband, not to the wife. That's the lumbus. But then the car comes to that. Mishabura's house say that I did the Arayach and say, you know what? It's very nice. He wants the bench, but I'm eating. Right? So according to that, right, that wouldn't be true according to that Marsham. So Mishabura's been Machriya and not at the Marsham. So according to Mishabura, that thing would be right. That would be totally in the Dasi of the Isha. But according to the Marsham, it's telling Kol Mashiach Mechav Alabai says, say, the car is telling the man. Another example, say I invite somebody out to a meal. Right? So I'm the person who's paying for the meal. We go out to the restaurant, to whatever it is. I'm paying for the meal, so I'm paying for the meal. So I define the meal, right? But if there's no din kol shem lechem alabayis hasei, I'm not a guest in his house. So if the lomus is a loch and kol shem lechem alabayis, so that wouldn't apply in that situation. It's a loch of das who's the bala suda who's deciding what's going to be. I'm paying the tab. I'm inviting you for I'm paying the tab, so I would decide. Okay. Let's say a person went to sleep in the middle of a meal, so Shina's kava is considered hesek hadas. Shina's haroi is not considered hesek hadas. A person fell asleep by the table, that's not considered hesek hadas. Since he's planning to continue afterwards, you happen to fall asleep, he would not need a new bracha rishon. Person, you know, said, I'm exhausted, I gotta lie down for a few minutes. He picks up from the meal, goes to his bed, he lies down, I'll finish my meal when I get back up. That's a Shinas Kava, he goes into his bed, and Shinas Kava, that'll be the Hesek Hadas. Person says a Bracha Achrona. Okay, so Bracha Achrona, so that's the end of the meal, it's very, very clear. It's interesting, there's a Magen Rambam says, the person made a Bracha Achrona B'Toos by mistake. Right, so he does not need a bracha rishona to continue eating. Kozer Kiberger says, what does it mean a mistake? Person forgot that they're planning to serve another. The wife told the husband, you know, I'm serving appetizer and a main course and a dessert and, you know, two main courses, you know, a salad portion and a main portion and then whatever, and then I'm going to serve desserts. He forgot about dessert. He thought that's all, that's the whole meal. It's time to, he says, his wife walks out with dessert. Right? See, it was a birch betos, the chara. But Kriya says, no, that's called a shachat. That's called a birch betos. Birch betos means, first of all, a mistaken din. He thought, Allah, this is he was afraid to make the bracha for now for whatever reason. That's not a hesed gadol. So first of the side. So that's the end of the meal. He made a bracha. No, that's the end of the meal. He would need a new bracha rishon to eat the dessert in that situation. A person waited a long period of time during the meal, so that's not considered a hesed gadol. As long as you weren't mesiyah das. And that applies even if there was what's called a shir ichol. There was a time that the time of ichol passed for the bracha achrona, so you cannot say bracha achrona the first thing that you ate, but a bracha rishona you don't lose in that situation. So that's a bir lacha beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi. So even though you lose the bracha achrona, you don't lose the bracha rishona. Wouldn't make a difference. So this is a common issue. Let's say now shir ichol by different liquids has a different shiloh. Very common is a person sits down shuas night, so he's going to have three cups of coffee. See, he knows he's going to have three cups of coffee or three or four. You know, he's drinking coffee over the night, having a long night seder or whatever it is. You know, he's be drinking a lot. So his first bracha, the bracha he's making for the first cup, will include all of the cups he's planning to have. He's not mimsiyah das. He's planning to, after the first one, he knows he's going to have more. So there's no hesed gadol when it comes to the second. Even though he's learning in the middle, etc. Like we said, davening in the middle is not a hesed gadol either, right? So, now the gabi brocha achrayna, you might have a problem. You know, the shir ichol for mashka is a complicated issue. A person drank a little bit, so we said the shir, most people say longer than, should not wait longer than half an hour for shir ichol on a mashka. So the guy he's up learning for 5 hours and he has two cups of coffee, so he will not need a new bracha rishayna for the second cup, which he has 2 hours later, but he lost his bracha achrayna on the first cup because there was a shir ichol between the two cups. So the bracha achrayna, he didn't say at the end of the night, it won't work for that which he does beforehand. So Mishabur says you shouldn't do that because you're going to lose the bracha achrona. The best thing to do is make a bracha achrona right away and then, you know, make a new bracha rishon later on. But if you didn't do that, you would not need a new bracha rishon. I do want to point, just talking about drinking hot drinks, there's always a problem when you drink a hot drink, you've got to be bracha achrona, the problem of that you have to drink it in a certain time period, which is difficult to do when you're drinking hot drinks. Mishabur says the best eitzah is to leave some of the drink, a shir avias of the drink to the end, to cool off and drink it all within a lot of time, the regular normal amount of time which you have. Let's say preferably shir avias, which is probably about a minute, less than a minute, or b'diavad kecheles pras, which is say 4 or 5 minutes. But you know, a person sipping a cup of hot tea, it takes him 10 to 15 minutes to finish it. He never has a shir of kazai of a avias during the right time. Mishabur has a suffix, but you can say bracha achrona. If someone's almas at sal passing, you do. You know, pass the shir shabbos kilchos that brings from shemazalman passing that the person. Since this is the derech how you drink these type of drinks, so this is the correct stayish tias revias for these type of drinks. This is the way you drink them. Similar, it's along the lines of the Taz. There's a fascinating Taz. The Taz is a Mechadish that. And a mashka, you know, on whiskey, these type of things, liquors, which are alcoholic, so the shir of bracha achrona is smaller than the regular shir, because that's how people drink it. For them, for that type of drink, this is called a normal drink. It's the gay of Mishabur Pasin, the most of a person wants to make kiddush on Chamar Medina, you could. If you don't have wine, really, you can make it. So a person wants to make kiddush on whiskey, or if it's chaviv, he also you make it. So this person, whiskey is more chaviv than wine. No promises, but you have to make it on revias, he says. You have to drink mole lugmov right away. You know, you don't lose your spirit paskins as he paskins, you know. So, it's a little shop gas. There's nothing according to Mishabur. You're not yet to kiddush, according to Mishabur. you can make it on, you know, you want to make it on schnapps, fine. So hey, you have to drink it. It's the nervous, you know. But the Taz says no, because that's normal. That's a normal shtir for such an item. And Mishabura doesn't hold like that. So this Mishabura and the Shitotze has the same problem when it comes to tea. You know, but see, there's other places that come along and argue that there is, we do look at a specific type of an item and say, this is the way you drink this thing is different, so it's different halacha. Okay, that was the halacha. I make it on pig. I don't think I'm able to, it's a different problem.
As far as before, Shina being a big hasadah, if it's kava, not a rai. What if you're not going?
It's got to be Rocha Rishon, not like a Rocha Rishon.
What if you're on the couch, not going to your bed?
I think it's Shina Sarub. It depends how long you sleep. That's Shina Sarub. Okay, just going back to the halachas of what's the hole in the Rocha Rishon. We never finished those halachas. So we said, you know, a person washes for a meal, so that color everything which comes machmas asuda. And that includes drinking also, which that is a machloikas. So the halacha pass includes the meal, that's in that's it. In Kuf Ayin Vav, the law that includes Shtiyah, the Mishnah Berurah brings the machlokes about Shtiyah in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet, and the Hakrova there is that it includes Shtiyah also. It doesn't include wine. Wine is separate. Mishnah Berurah brings a suffix of a person that really not in the interest of eating bread. The only reason why he's eating bread is because he doesn't want to have to say brach on all of the food, since it's much more of an asik. So he'd rather just wash and eat the bread. It's like a tim to eat the food. So over there, the logic behind this idea is that the food is coming to accompany the pas. Well, over here, that's a fallacy. It's not true. Over here, the pas is coming to accompany the food. So Mishnah Berurah is masupik in that situation. So now. A person eats pears or yarukas. So in Kufayin Ches, in Kufayin Zion, the Shulchan Aruch, they talk about this idea of eating it with bread. So a person eats a raw fruit, you make a brach, so you make a brach. A person eats a cooked fruit, or something of that sort. So if you eat it every single bite with pas, you ate it with pas. Okay, something which a person was kaveya suda on. Whereas I'm having my wife used to make shalshudas in the summer. She used to make cherry soup. That was the main, our main shalshudas was, you know, some filter fish and cherry soup. So that's the meal. So over there, Mishnah Berurah says in that case, so it could be you could argue that comes part of, even though it's a cooked fruit, but you could argue that is the meal, and really you should not need. So the Machaber brings one sheet that says that's considered part, it's coming Bolalaf, it's the past, and it needs no Bracha Rishon. V'yesh Cholkin, the Machaber brings that some people argue on that and say, no, that's not true. And therefore he says, you should eat the first bite with bread. That's all you need. You need the first bite with bread, and that's all you need. So a person's having some type of a fruit dish as the mainstay of the meal. Person should eat the first bite with pas, and he needs no bracha rishona on that food. In a case where something is not coming as the mainstay of the meal, so in that situation, if it came a lot, but it came the lafis as a pas. So then the Mishnah Berurah says you should eat the first bite and the last bite of the bread. We'll get to the dessert in a second. If it's coming totally as a dessert, you would make a bracha on it unless you eat every single bite with bread. So the steamer dravers. If it's coming the mainstay of the meal, you need the first bite with bread. If it's coming as part of the meal, it's not the mainstay of the meal, so you wouldn't trevei a suit on it. So then you need the first and last bite with bread. And it's coming for dessert. The only way you would be potter from making a bracha is by eating every single bite with bread. And on that, the argument is it comes tough to the bread. So again, if I'm eating like this little dinky piece of bread, just the pechadim to the potter from it, again, it's not really a tough one. The idea is you ate a significant piece of bread and you had it with the bread. So you'd have to eat a piece of bread, not a little mashahu, with every single bite, to be able to impart them in brachas. So Mishabur says that he was suggesting that situation, the best thing to do over there is to take if it's a case of it's a cooked fruit, so you take a fresh fruit and make a bracha rishon on it, and you have no shayla, then you don't have to worry about eating with bread. That'd be the best situation in the situation. Let's say a person eats fruit at the beginning of the meal, and the purpose of that is to be an appetizer, to increase your appetite, to be ma'ur as a type of achila. So that over there, so you do not make a bracha, because it's coming there to be able to be the for tzarach asuda. It's part of tzarach asuda. Now that's only that's mitzvah. That's ma'ur. So Mishabur says that the citrus fruits have that propensity. So grapefruit, the person have a grapefruit or an orange, something that sort of beginning of the meal. That's true. Lemons, he says lemons. That's a common we eat lemons, but that's something which a person would do. That is more as type as achilo, and it's sinikal on the broch. Rabbi Bowden writes in the Sefer that he spoke to the different experts, and they say, but it comes sweet fruits do not have that propensity. And I'm more as a type as achilo. So the chara person would have a fresh fruit salad of sweet fruits, or a cantaloupe or honeydew beginning the meal, or watermelon beginning the meal, something like that sort. It's something like the type of achila. You would need a bracha rishona on that if you eat at the beginning of the meal. Cooked apples start your meal. That'd be pretty strange, but and then serve cooked apples at the beginning of the meal. So I think going to this Sufik, you'd have to either eat a pass or make a bracha rishona on the fresh fruits. What? No, it's part of my sense coming as part of the meal, so it's not like a mono card on the quinoa. So I would say just the first and last bite. So now the Shulchan Aruch says the person comes to eat dessert, so you make a bracha rishona on it. If it's ice cream, you make a bracha hakol. If it's a fresh fruit, you make a eitz. If it's a mazarnis, you make a mazarnis, like we saw in Siman Kuf Samaches. The only question which Mishnah Berurah over here raises is, when it comes to mazarnas, there's an interesting question, because maybe mazarnas that we eat cake and other things, maybe those really are bread. We spoke about the Passover kiss, and maybe these really are bread. If they're really bread, the brachas are moitzi. I already said a moitzi. So I'm making a mazarnas now. So in there comes a machas, and Mishabura points out that halacha would only be relevant if you ate a food which, according to all opinions, is Passover kiss. So it has a pocket. It has a flaky dough, crispy flaky dough, and there's a lot of other ingredients in the dough itself. So example of that is a two layer, double layer pie. It has a top and it has a bottom, so it has a pocket. Or a person has a tart, so it's a crisp type of a dough. It's well baked. It's a crisp type of a dough. It's a flaky, crispy dough. There's a lot of other ingredients in the dough itself, oil, sugar, etc. And there's a pocket. So according to all opinions, that is mazarnis, not a moitzi. It's pasma makistin. So that the Mechaber says in Kuvas HaMechaz, the person eats pasma makistin at the end of the Sunnah. It requires a bracha rishona. So a person should say a mazarnis on that. A person has a piece of cake, he's a kokosh cake, right? So it's not a flaky dough, so you don't make a bracha on that because of that stuff. Person has, we mentioned once when it comes to donuts are a complicated halacha. Yeah.
Two questions. First of all, if you said ice cream, would it actually get a rebuffer?
I assume it gets a shahakal, yeah.
Okay. And could you instead make a donuts on a wafer? It's definitely not.
So wafer would be an example of something which is definitely it's chayv and a bracha, because it's even if you're kareya sud on it, you don't make a it's not pas, a thin wafer, so you make a mezonos, you would make a mezonos on that, and that would be Mishra doesn't say you're mechuyev to about other cases, but that would be an eitz, that would be something which would be chayv. No, benching of all these things. You eat apple also, you don't make a broken bracha. You just make a broken rishona. Now, let's say you have a situation where you bake, you have cake, but the person, a little kid, he piles this, whipped cream on top. So the whipped cream is you know, we mentioned from Russia, talks about an ice cream sandwich, etc. But if the whipped cream is a significant amount, you'd make a shahakal on the whipped cream. You know, you make a shahakal on the whipped cream. So the Mishnah Berurah says some eitzes what a person could do is your eitzes of making a mezonos. So one eitzes that a person could do for this by a mezonos is making a bracha, so much as varechayim and a bracha, like a wafer or something like that. And one suggestion that Mishnah Berurah that they have is if before you start the meal you make a mezonos, eat less than a kazayas. So you made a mezonos already in that situation. The Bir Halacha says he suggests possibly that a person could have in mind behedya b'shas. He says amoitzi that he wants to include this food also as part of his amoitzi. That would work as the Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Samaches. Or alternatively, a person should bench first and say and eat it afterwards. It's not a bracha shenet tzricha because of the suffix. It's not a bracha shenet tzricha in that situation.
How far does the condition before eating apply?
What if you wash? You mean how long does it last for?
No. What foods does it apply to that say that I'm washing
it? Mishnah Berurah said over there, got the case of the mezonos, Passover Pakistan, Sabbath Passover Pakistan. I don't think it works with other things. I didn't mention to you that Ramosha says that in a case where a person eats less than a kazayis of pas, this halacha doesn't apply. Because it's not considered self. The whole idea is it's considered nikla and the bracha rishona and the bracha achrona. So bracha achrona, for sure it's not nikla because there's no bracha achrona. See, he argues in pas it's not even nikla the bracha rishona because mice it's not considered self until the pas because it's conveying someone's own bracha achrona. So it could be conveying someone's own bracha rishona. So that's where in Negeya you have these kids that they go to the schools. Everybody has to wash and bench for lunch. You know, and that's the school policy. And everybody benches together. So that you set yourself up for a situation where some kid's going to eat less than a kazayas, not say bracha rishon on any of the food, bench with the school. The whole thing is a mess. You know, these kids, especially the girls, they just take a poke of bread. You know, they set them up and they eat a poke. That's the correct name for it, a poke. Right. So eating a poke doesn't solve your problem. Not in bracha rishon, not in bracha achronos. Last point over here. Last point over here. If a person received something b'emsa suda, shochel b'emsa sudasoy, he wasn't planning to have that. So the Shulchan Aruch says you'd have to take another bracha on it, bracha rishon on it. If it was there, so they used to know the neighbors used to send things to each other all the time. It was there, so that would happen. So the Rambam says in that situation, and the Kufayin Zayin, the Rambam says in that situation. Since the Ma'aseh Minigod was not to make a new bracha rishona, maybe the pshat is because it was very common that people would send, and therefore people would always have in mind, in case they send me something in the middle of the meal, so I'll include that also. Okay. Just